Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with Spirit Medium and Psychic Anne.
MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew Dean.
Well, good evening to you all out there, and it's a very fine evening indeed as we approach the British summertime, the official British summertime. It's done nothing but rain for a week, but there you go. But my name is Andrew D, and you are here with me on my radio show, Spiritual Awakenings, and a very warm welcome indeed, as I said before. Right, so what have we got for you today? Well, first of all, if you do want to join us and you would like a free reading from me, I've only got an hour for this show tonight. I'm looking eventually to go to a two-hour show, but hey, guys, let's walk before we can run. But anyway, if you would like to join us tonight, you've got a number of options. So if you've already gone to www.mikespirit.fm, you can listen in with the player there, as you're probably already doing. But there are a few ways you can get hold of us, a few ways that you can contact us. If you're listening stateside, all you need to do is call toll-free 760-283-4611. That's for your free reading. Yeah, guys, there's not many things that are free in this life, but my readings are tonight. And I'll read that number out again for you. It's toll-free in the USA on 760-283-4611. Okay, so what if you're in the UK and you're listening in? Because I know we've got Patricia listening in. She was head of the queue. And wherever she's calling in from, we will be going there a little bit later on to speak to Patricia. But if you're calling in from the UK, you can call direct on that number again. All you need is the code for the States, 001-760-283-4611. 760-283-4611. Now, guys, if you're in the UK especially and you want to call for free for a free reading, you know, it doesn't get much better than this. You need to go to the webpage, www.blogtalkradio, that's the easy bit. You can do a search on me, or you can even look on air now and go to on air. I will be there. You will see Mike Spirit's little icon and tonight's show, and it will say on air now. If you click on that, you'll be taken to this show and it will start to play automatically. I'm going to cover this again in a second, but next to the number for the States, there will be a little S, a little Skype S, and all you need to do is hit that and you'll be able to dial in. And I believe Mike is fielding the calls tonight, Mr. Mike Spirit Davis himself. He'll be fielding the calls tonight and he will have a quick chat to you and keep you on hold there until we can talk to you. So if you didn't quite grasp that, because if you're new to it all, then it is a little bit confusing, but I will cover that again. www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to On Air Now or search me, Andrew D. Then all you need to do is, once the show comes up and it starts to play, you will see the American number. You should see my picture rotating as well. And hit the Skype S button and you'll be able to dial in, talk to Mike, and get your get yourself in the queue ready for a reading. Now, so if you never listened to the show before and you don't know what it's about, we're going to have a little bit of music in a minute. But the whole point of the show is it's a mediumistic radio show. Now, there are many sorts of rules and regulations governing mediums here, there and everywhere. But tonight, guys, is your opportunity to speak to me. I am a working medium. And if you don't believe me, well, we'll find out later on, shall we? But all I ask of you, if you're going to call in and get a reading, or even if you're listening in, if you're going to call in for a reading, is think a little bit bigger. Think about if some of the information I'll bring to you, I might talk to you in a strange sort of way. Would you understand? Would this make sense? And the reason I work like that is because I shouldn't ask questions, and any good medium should not ask questions. They should be doing the work, and spirit should be connecting favorably with them. All you need to do is send your thoughts out to your loved ones. Send your thoughts out there, tell them to get their butts down here, talk to me, and I will get the messages out to you about what's going on to help give you that little bit of guidance, that bit of inspiration, that little bit of motivation even, if that's what you're looking for, guys. But I will always say this, and I tell people this week in, week out, I cannot tell you what to do, because some people say to me, what do you think I should do? I can't tell you what you should do with your life, because I've got my life to live. Hey, guys, I've got my own problems. But what I would like to do for you is guide you towards finding the solutions for yourself. And that's what this is all about. And that's where spirits step in. They want to bring evidence of who they are. Sometimes they will bring memories. And I always like to think the memories they bring are memories that you would understand, because spirit can only work with what I know and with what you know. But it might have even been a story that's been passed down to you that you've heard about. Think big picture, guys. Okay, now I've talked enough. I will cover all that again in a second, because you know, there's an awful lot to take on there. But we are going to have a little bit of music now. We are going, and I'm going to repeat now, guys, 760-283-4611, or go to Blog Talk Radio and hit the Skype button to dial in for your free call on. And you are listening to me, Andrew D. This is my radio show, Spiritual Awakenings, on www.mikespirit.fm. A couple of ways of listening, couple of ways of contacting us. But most importantly, guys, get dialing, get calling, because I'd love to talk to you tonight. And we've only got less than an hour left already. Okay, it's time for a little bit of music. This song has been rattling around in my head for the last few days, and I don't know whether it's a message for me. Maybe you can take something from the song itself. But it's been rattling around even at 2 a.m. this morning. For some reason, I was wide awake, nothing bothering me, nothing troubling me. And this song was going round and round and round. And it's called Shine from Take That. And perhaps it's telling me to start shining with what I do. But most of all, guys, I want you to take something out of the song. And here we have Take That, Shine. Take it away, Mike.
Everything I wanna be, but you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Can have it all. You can have it all. So come on, so
Well, that was a bit of a sharp ending, wasn't it? I was taking a quick slug of water there. But guys, welcome and good evening to you. My name is Andrew D, and you're listening to Spiritual Awakenings, live and fine from the UK, at the centre of the UK. People in Birmingham might argue with me, but it's close enough for me. Live from Staffordshire. Right, look it up, guys. If you're not sure where it is, that's where I am. Okay, right, what time is it? It is 9:40 p.m. in the UK, so we're Eastern Standard Time, 5 hours behind us, and PST, another good, 8-9 hours behind us. Good afternoon, good evening to you guys, wherever you are, whatever you are doing. Okay, we've got three people with us at the moment who are waiting for calls, and I'm going to come straight to them, but I'm going to squeeze as many as I possibly can in tonight. So how do you get in touch with me? Well, you can go to www.mikespirit.fm, and there's a player there just on the side, on the right-hand side. Just press the play button, and it will kick in. But if you do want to call us, you've got two ways of doing that. If you're stateside, you can call 760-283-4611. That is toll-free, 760-283-4611. If you want to call from the UK, 001 in front of the same number. Might even be 01. Always confuses me that. But 001 or 01. Obviously, if you don't get through on one, try the other one. But then same number again, 760-283-4611. That is tattooed on my forehead, that number. Can't forget that one. But anyway, guys, without further ado, the other method to get through was go to blogtalkradio.com, www.blogtalkradio.com, and go to On Air at the top of the page and look for this show at this time. It will have Mike's little icon there for MikeSpirit.fm. Look that up, or you can search me, Andrew D, and look for the same icon, and it will show you today's show or whatever. Hit that, and when you get taken to my picture and the show will start to play, and all you need to do is hit the Skype button, and you get to call Mike for free, and Mike will take your details, and he will put you in the queue. And we have got a few people already. So who have we got here? Let's just have a look. Okay, we have an area code 001, I believe. But Mike, have we not got Patricia first? Is that right? The code 001, but we've got Patricia. Patricia, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah. Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Patricia, it's lovely to talk to you, and especially on a clear line. Sometimes it's a little bit dodgy, the line, but it's lovely to talk to you, so hopefully we'll get some good communication from spirits as well. In fact, I know we will. So, okay. Patricia, whereabouts are you?
You mean where am I?
On
the map?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm in New Mexico.
All right, okay. So, I mean, I take it it's been beautiful there all day, has it?
Oh, it has. It has. It's a beautiful day. Mm-hmm.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, do you know what? You're making me envious already. Anyway, without further ado, Patricia, how can I help you? Were you looking for a general reading, or was it some particular guidance you were looking for?
Well, I do want a general reading, but I have something that's been on my mind for many years.
Okay, well, sorry, I don't mean to be rude, Patricia. What I'll do, because what I love to try and do, and sorry, I apologize for cutting you short, because I will try and I will bring somebody in for you now, and if I don't hit on it, then, remind me and we will go there, okay? If I haven't covered it, and we will try and cover that. Would that be okay for you?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Okay, Patricia, literally sort of open myself up here, I'm being made aware of a gentleman here. Now, straight away, I hear the name Billy being called. And now, not Bill or William, I hear Billy. Would you understand the name Billy at all?
No, I don't.
Okay, no problem. Okay, well, what I'm going to do, if you don't understand that name, I will work with the other information this gentleman's given me. And he's making me very much aware that, I think a lot of people could sort of hang their hat on this, but he's making me aware of when you were a small girl, and I feel around about 6 or 7, there would have been not any old doll or any old toy, but there would have been a white, he's making me aware of a white bear here, or a bear that is bringing me memories of a white bear that would have been owned here. Would you understand this at all, a white toy bear?
No, I don't.
Okay, right. Okay, I'm only joking here, but three no's and you're out. Okay, so I've got to work a bit. I've got to work a bit harder. Okay, this gentleman's making me aware here of how I feel he passed, and he's making me aware here that I'm feeling like I have slumped in a chair here, and I feel almost like, and it seems to be that he's making me aware of a restriction or a I want to say a knot or a lump in the stomach area here. I don't mean literally stomach. I feel this is more just above the stomach, almost like he's saying the word to me, esophagus here, almost like the tube that leads to the stomach from the mouth. Would you understand a gentleman in spirit who would have either suffered with a condition like this before he passed or during his life? Would that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, but that does not. No, I just don't.
Okay, no problem. Right. I'm going to ask him for one more thing here to try and nail this. If not, I'll ask him to bring somebody else in who will be able to work with me and work with you. Okay. This gentleman is telling me that before he passed away, he would have sat in a chair quite a lot, and he's making me aware that he would have suffered with his back. And as I try to get out of my chair, I feel with him I want to stand up here, and I will do, but he's making me aware that he would have suffered greatly with his back, and he was telling me also that he couldn't sit for too long because he would have his legs would have gone dead, and he wouldn't have he's lost the circulation in his legs, and he would have had to have got up and move around to also ease his back here. And I feel very much with him that before he passed, he's telling me that he wasn't always aware of who was around him. That, and I don't mean he had dementia or anything like that. He's just making me aware that he would go into a daydream and just sort of daydream, and you would almost have to say, I just heard the word dad, that could be granddad, but almost like, oh, hi, you know, I'm here, and sort of gently bring him around again. Would this make sense? Would you understand this at all?
Well, once again, it does not, because I didn't. I was too young to know what was going on with my grandparents when they passed away.
Okay, no problem. Okay, I'll ask him to bring somebody else in. Thank you. Right. As he steps to one side, he's making me aware of a lady here, and I've just heard the word mom here, and it sounds like mom to me. But this lady is telling me here that before she passed away, she's telling me that she's taking me into her home where she was, and she's taking me and showing me that there would have been a table there. Now, I've got fruit in my kitchen, but she's telling me that the fruit bowl was never, ever empty in this house. It always seemed to be almost like magically replenish itself, and there was always plenty of fruit here. And what she's also telling me here is the table was where she is in the kitchen. It's almost as though the table was always set ready for a meal. It's almost like this lady was never out of the kitchen. Would you understand this lady at all, or understand of her?
Probably one of my grandmothers that would fit. I don't know about the fruit bowl, though.
Okay, no problem. Well, I know you told me you didn't know a lot about your grandparents, so I'm going to quickly ask her for information relevant to you. Now, she's telling me here that as you grew up, she's making me aware that I feel very much that there was a brother around you here, an older brother. Would this make sense with you at all?
Yes.
Okay, and what she's telling me here is that I feel as though you have lost touch with your brother in recent years. Would this make sense?
Kind of. Not really. But, yeah, I've distanced myself.
Oh, okay, thank you. Because that's what she's saying is, you know, lost touch, and it sheds a little bit more light on it when you say you've distanced yourself. But she's also making me aware here that as you grew up, I feel very much here that you were... I want to say you felt alone as you were growing up, and you felt as though, would it make sense if I said to you that you felt as though you were different to other people? Would you understand that? Almost like you grew up different to the family, or you felt different to the family. Would this make sense?
Yes, that does.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what she's telling me here, as you grew up, it's almost like you, I know you told me you put a distance between you and your brother, but she's telling me here, you, for want of a better word, distance yourself in one respect or another from the rest of the family. Would you understand this as well?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Now, what she's also telling me here, what she's also telling me here is that within your own, as you've grown up and you've grown up into adulthood, she's telling me as you've settled down as well, she's talking about your own family, your own family life now, and your own family is very, very small. Would this make sense? It's almost like your family don't see extended family members. Would you understand this?
You mean in my immediate situation?
Yeah, small. Your immediate situation, the family's small. It's almost like if there's not you and a husband or a boyfriend, it's just you and the kids and sort of nobody else. She's making me aware it's a very small, close-knit family unit. Would you understand this?
Yes, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right. Now, she's also telling here that you do not have, you've lost a lot of, I want to say, trust in other people, trust in people around you, and you... unless you get to know people, you tend to keep yourself to yourself and you don't really interact with many other people. Would this make sense as well?
I would think so, yes. I say so.
Okay, thank you. And what she's also telling me here, Patricia, is that she said you currently... Right, okay. She's making me aware of either divorce proceedings or a divorce that is... imminent or is ongoing. Would you understand this quite close to you?
No, I've never been in a divorce.
Okay.
Thought about it.
Right.
Thought about it, but it hasn't happened.
Oh. Right, okay. Right, okay. I'm going to ask you for a bit more information. This isn't good enough for me. Right. Okay. Now, you've told me you've thought about it, but what she's telling me is here that... if you haven't looked into it, you've sort of found out information about what's involved and whether, you know, it's almost whether it'd be worth going into this in more detail. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I would think so, yes.
Okay. Sorry. Now, what your grandmother's telling me here, Patricia, is she said you are not... she's making me aware of this feeling to and a need to escape at the moment from where you are. It's almost like you need to sort of find your own path in life and find your own, I want to say, your own way. Because she's making me aware that around you at the moment, she's making me feel very much like you are tied to a current situation that you feel as though you can't escape from. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And she's telling me here as well that, right. Now, this would make more sense now, because she's telling me here that despite all this and this lack of trust in other people, especially outside here, she's also telling me here you are very reserved. And she's also making me aware that the fact that you have phoned up here today took a lot of, I won't say, confidence to do this. Would that make sense as well?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, why... And she's also making me aware here that Patricia isn't... This might sound crazy, and I'm going to look like a fool now. But she said Patricia is either not your own name or it's another name that you've assumed. Would this make sense that either Patricia is not your birth name? Would this make sense to you?
Oh, no. Patricia is my name.
Is, yeah. Okay, right.
My
ask
only
her why
name.
She's, okay. I'm going to ask her why she's telling me this. Okay. She's telling me here that there is another name that you have been given that you have either... used in the past or you use from time to time. It's almost like Patricia isn't always the name you use. Would that make sense, or is that your only name?
Well, I was woken up from a dream one night and somebody called my name. I don't know if it was an angel or what, but they called me by a different name. So that's the only thing that has ever happened to me with a different name.
Right, okay.
And I often wondered if I had another name in another life or something.
Well, do you know, before you said that as well, she was telling me that was... No, I know you said an angel, but I've got the name Angela connected to you as well. Would this make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay. because that's what she's talking about. Right, okay, angels, Angela. She's talking about that name there. Okay, right. Now, what she's telling me is here that just before I finish, I'm going to ask you what it is you wanted to know specifically. But she's telling me here that where you're trying to find this escape and this almost route out of where you are now, I feel there's a male energy around you here, a man, or has a controlling influence. It's almost like you feel as though you don't control your own destiny. Would you understand that?
Sometimes I feel that way. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You mean somebody that's alive?
That's what I feel. There's somebody around you. It's almost like you haven't got full control of your own life. Would that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would this be connected to a man that's close to you in your life as well?
Yes. He's
okay.
In my
thank
life.
You. Okay. And that's what she's telling me at the moment. She said, Patricia, have faith because you have been sending your thoughts up, and I want to say to family members that have gone past, but also some just say thoughts, but other people call them prayers, but almost looking for divine intervention almost, and asking for you to be shown the way out of where you are now. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and she's saying your prayers have been heard, your thoughts have been heard, but what she's telling me here is that I feel very much there are small children around you or young children around you that need to be cared for. Would this be right as well?
I don't have children, and I don't. Oh. I'm not around children.
Oh, okay.
Yet, anyway.
Right. Right, okay then. Right, I'm going to leave that. Okay, all I'm going to say is I'm being made aware of a young boy and a young girl around you at the moment. That could be for the future, but I will leave that where it is because I'm not going to try and make it fit. But right now, she said, your thoughts and your prayers have been heard and you will get the release that you need from this current situation. But she's telling me that you have looked into a number of options, almost literally just, for want of a better word, disappearing off the face of the earth, haven't you?
Sometimes I feel that way. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go on.
No, yeah, I mean, yeah, sometimes when you feel you're trapped, you just want to disappear and
okay.
Let it all go away.
That's what I mean. And she was telling me, right, she was telling me that this will take place, but it may sound a long time, but I'm being shown here 1 to 2 years. Now, that may sound even a hell of a long time, but she said other things have got to come. And I'm talking here about support for you at a later stage. She's telling me all of this has got to come into place in order for it to happen for you. Okay? Now, I've just been told to ask you, what was it that you were, a question that you were particularly looking for guidance on?
Okay. There's an individual that I met several years ago, lost contact. We never had a relationship or anything like that. I feel that they were a soulmate. You know, I had respect for myself and the other individual and my marriage, so I never pursued anything. But I had he had a huge impact on my life, and I haven't seen or talked to him in a couple of years, and I've been wanting to make contact, and I just wanted to find out if that was okay, and it's totally unconditional. I just need to say thank you for what they did for me.
Okay.
Because you know, something spiritual happened to me because of
okay.
it.
Okay. Okay. What I'm being told to tell you here is there's absolutely no problem whatsoever in you contacting them and making that contact, because I feel very much here, Patricia, that is part of this, I want to say, this progression in your life that you need to make. And I know it's down to, you know, can you trust people? Can you allow people to draw close to you without any sort of ulterior motives? And I've been so, I feel very positive about this, and I'm just being made aware here that, you know, it's not going to be a problem. You can say thank you, but I'm also being made aware here that the friendship will build. I feel on one level or another, the friendship will build up again. And but more importantly, you will have the control, which is what you feel that you need at the moment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so have faith, have trust. And as somebody once said to me, you know, when things are worrying you like this, just put your foot, literally say to the stars, say to God or whoever it is you want to call it, let them have control and let them take control of it. But make that call and being told, and just watch what unfolds from that, okay?
Yes, I just wanted to make sure that this person is going to receive me in a positive way, that, you know, I'm not going to be entangled. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, get into their life, and, you know, I'm not looking for that. I just, it's unconditional, but I just don't want it to be, you know, freaky for them, because it's been a number of years, and for them to hear from me, it's kind of strange. You know, I don't want to seem like a stalker or anything like that.
No. And I mean, you've been very considerate as well. And what I also want to say to you is that I know exactly what you mean, and I did that a few years back. You know, I was just thinking about somebody and thought, oh, I'll say hi, and, you know, sort of nothing more came of it, really. So I've just been told to tell you, live for the moment, live for the now, and, you know, what's the worst they can say? No, don't contact me again, but don't be offended by anything. You know, it could be a bit of a shock out of the blue, but don't be offended by any of it. And just take it what it is, and I will love you and leave you on that note, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. And
take
you have
care.
A wonderful day. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay then, right, that was Patricia in New Mexico. And, you know, we've got a couple more callers at the moment. And all I want to say to you guys, if you do want to call up and speak to us, then I will tell you exactly how to do that now. Right, if you go to www.mikespirit.fm, then you can listen in there. And obviously, you're already listening, because I wouldn't be telling you how to dial in or call in for a free reading if you weren't listening already. So that's one way. But the number you need is, and let me just dig it out here, is 001 for the States, if you're in the UK, and that is 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Now, that's toll-free if you're in the States. Guys, get dialing, get calling. I'd love to talk to you tonight. If you're in the UK, just put 001 in front of that. Now, if you want to call for free and get a free reading, then the best way to do that, I'm going to tell you now. Go to blogtalkradio.com. You can go on, look at On Air, or there's a search button on the top right-hand corner of the page. Look for me, Andrew D. Click on the links. You'll see Mike Spirit FM, little black and blue icon in there. Click on there. I will be on there. You'll see my pictures come up and rotate. And you'll see the number, the number I've read out before, which is the American number. And you'll see a S button there, which is for Skype. Just hit that, dial in. Sorry, just hit that, call in. And leave your details with Mike, and we will talk to you very, very shortly. Ah, right. Now, I would like to go to our next caller. I'm not sure where we are with this, but whoever we have got there, I would love to talk to you now. Who's there, please?
Hello.
Hello? Oh, hi there. How
hi.
Are you?
I'm okay, and you?
Yeah, not bad at all, thanks. And can I ask your name, please?
My name is Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, and where are you calling from today?
Connecticut.
Connecticut, right, okay. Sorry, go on.
Huh? Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I'm still here. Sorry, it was such a clear line all the way from New Mexico before, and I thought you're a little bit close to Connecticut, so I thought it should be a better line, but you broke up for a little bit there. Okay, Lisa, how can I help you today?
Just want to know if you have gotten any messages from my loved ones that passed on, or, you know, spiritual advisors.
Okay, right, no problem. Okay, thank you. Right, and was there a particular area you want me to look at, or just a general reading?
Just a general reading.
Okay, thank you. Now, Lisa, as I tune in here, I hear the name Richie or Richard being called. Would you understand this?
Yeah, it's my cousin.
Oh, right, okay, thank you. Now, I haven't got any... Right, this is the way spirit work. I receive the information sometimes, and then they step forward, and other times they step straight in there, and I know exactly who I'm with. But I feel here, at the moment, with the information I'm being given, would you understand where with Richie, he has either, I don't want to say he's had a brush with the law, but he needs to look out for himself, or other people need to look out for him. Would you understand where I want to look after Richie? Would that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it
okay.
does. I'm getting chills.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And would you understand the brush with the law that I'm talking about here as well?
Yes, I do. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now it may really, really sound. I don't know what terminology people use for grandparents, but I hear in Joe, Grandpa Joe. Would this make sense at all to you? Would you understand this?
Yes.
And would you understand, I want to say Grandpa is connected to Joe, or Joe is his name. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, which is it, please?
It's my father's father. He passed on.
Oh, no, sorry, Mundo, but that was his name, was it? That was his name?
Yes, that was his nickname.
Right, okay, thank you. Because he would not let me go, and he kept saying to me, no, it's Grandpa Joe, and I just needed to nail down exactly where this was. Okay, fantastic, thank you. Right, Grandpa Joe here, as he draws very close, he's telling me, oh, God, he's all over me. He's a very, very strong character in life, and a very, people would say, a larger-than-life character. It's almost like you knew this guy was coming. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Remember when I was 15.
Right, okay. Thank you. Don't tell me too much. No, it's okay, because I know you're excited. But that's the way he's coming across, and I really want to do the work for you and get this information from Grandpa Joe here. Right, now, you've told me you met him when you were 15, but he's also telling me here that there are other members of the family. As he draws close to me, there are other members of the family that you met later on in life that came into your life later on. And he's telling me around either you celebrated your 18th birthday, or it was around about your 18th birthday when suddenly all these people came out the woodwork. Would that make sense?
No.
No.
I was 19.
Okay, but you would understand. Suddenly all these people just became part of your life, and it's almost like, oh my God, who are you? Would this make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
My brothers.
Right. Right, okay. Shh, don't tell me too much. Just say yes or no, okay. Guys, there's
okay.
two rules in this. Rule one is say yes, and if it's not, say no, okay? Oh, no, there's a third
okay.
rule. I don't know is the other one, okay? Because this is what I want to do for you guys. I want to do the work. Okay, right. Now, with this, Joe's telling me here that he's making me aware of your car here, and he's telling me he's laughing here because it either has recently he showed me an old bronze or gold coloured car here, and if it's not yours, bring him. Was that a yes? Okay.
Yeah,
okay, and he's making me laugh here because he's laughing that either this thing won't start, or once it started, it runs like, as we say in the UK, it's on kangaroo juice. It's almost like it bounces along. Yeah?
Yeah.
And now, in this country, we can use the excuse that people aren't using the stick shift properly, but he's telling me this is an auto, and he said it's just a pile of junk. Would this make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and he said, why have you not traded it in? And do you know what he's bringing me memories of? The old Uncle Buck film, you know, literally as he pulls up and he goes, literally as it stops, it's like it backfires, and he's roaring with laughter here about what's going on. Now, as he laughs, he's telling me that he always laughed in life. Would that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, but he's telling me almost like, when he passed away, it's almost like he passed suddenly. He just, bang, he was gone. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
Okay. And he's telling me that he was glad that it happened that way because he didn't want to know about passing over to the world of spirit. Okay? And he's telling me that he said that was for, he's just used the word sissy. He said that was almost like, sissies would do that. He was very much a man's man and was not in touch at the time with his spiritual side or the spiritual side of our life. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And all he's saying to me here is, he said he's absolutely thrilled that you phoned today to talk to me. But he said, there's a young man around you, and I feel this is a son. He said that you need to take in hand, that needs a little bit of discipline here. Would that make sense?
Oh, my God, can you repeat?
He's telling me here either it is not your son, there is a young boy who needs discipline. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, right. And what he's telling me here is that, like I said, your Grandpa Joe was a man's man, and he said there is, if I could just say this, there needs to be a father figure around this young boy, because I feel as though the father figure either is not there, or he's sort of not taking charge and doing his job. Would that make sense?
Either way, you're correct.
Okay, thank you. And what he's saying is that he's also making me, I feel that there are uncles here that could step in and sort of take this young man into line and show him the right way. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and all Joe has said to me is, please seek some help from the outside. He just wants to send his love through, and all he said to me is, you keep laughing as well. He said, you've got that infectious laughter that he used to have. But he said, seek some help from the outside. Don't be ashamed. He said, there's nothing to be ashamed about asking for help, okay? And he said, the help will be forthcoming.
Okay,
okay, Lisa?
Yes,
I'm going to leave his love with you, and thank you for calling in, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Bye-bye now. Okay, guys, right. We have got, looks like, Skype name, Teddy's mum. Teddy's mum, are you there?
I am. Hi, how are you?
Hi there. Now, do you get called Teddy's mum all the time, or can I ask your real name?
Oh, it's Sue.
Okay, Sue, right. Okay. Wow. Right, Sue. The reason I say that, the minute you told me Sue, I'm not saying you would know this song, but I heard the song straight away, A Boy Named Sue, but that was by Johnny Cash. Would the name John or Johnny be significant to you? Would you understand this? Because that's what I'm being made aware of at the moment.
Not really. No, not as of a clue.
Okay, no problem. Right, let's work with what I've got here. Right, Sue, was it a general reading you're after, or something in particular were you looking for guidance with?
I'd like to know guidance about work and living or moving or anything like that.
Okay, thank you. Right. Now, straight away, I've got a gentleman who joins me. And this gentleman, he makes me aware here that before he passed away, I feel as though he had become quite frail. Now, I know I had the name Joe earlier on, but I want to give you the name Joseph. It's not Joe or Joey or anything like that. It's Joseph. But I also hear the name Christopher being called as well. Would you understand either of these names?
Christopher, Joe. Of someone that could have passed away, Joe, Joseph.
Okay, no problem.
No, not really.
Okay, now this gentleman is telling me here that he became quite frail before he passed away, and I feel as though he wasn't the tallest gentleman in the most tallest gentleman in the world. I feel he might have only been about 5'6" before he passed away, but he appeared to be smaller as he got older, because he's making me aware here he was round about the age of 80 when he passed, and he's telling me that he almost like he withered away. And he's telling me a lot of this was because his wife had passed away before him. Would you understand this at all? And I feel like I'm on a grandfather link again here. If it's not a direct grandfather, it's his generation. Would this make sense at all?
I've never met. There was only one grandfather for me. The other one, my mother didn't even know. And
right.
And the other one I never met because he died when I was 4, and I've never met him. So his name was Jan, but I don't know anymore. I mean, I didn't even know him.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. I'll try and get a little bit more information from him for you. Right. Now, as he draws closer again, he's telling me here that, just this last bit of information about his own life, because he's telling me he died a lonely man, and I'll leave that with you. Whether that's something you've been told, I don't know. But what he's talking about here for you, as he takes me into your house, he's telling me that around your house, the atmosphere that once was there has gone. And he's telling me that the atmosphere around your house is not what it used to be. And it's almost like people have left. And either you are now on your own, or I feel there's one person that comes and goes from your house, but you feel as though there's nobody around you in your immediate family or life, one or the other. Would this make sense to you?
Yeah, there isn't anybody around. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay, thank you. And what he's telling me here is he's making me very much aware that when you come home of a night, he's talking about the reluctance, your reluctance to sort of put the key in the door because the house holds too many memories for you from days gone by and from happier times. Would this make sense as well for you?
No, I've only lived here a year, so that's not...
Okay. Thank you. So why is he telling me this? Right. He's sticking with this empty house feeling, okay? Right. Now, I know you've asked me about house moves, etc., and about work, but... Right, what he's telling me here, Sue, is that at the moment, he says, you feel as though where you are at the moment, you don't quite fit in, and it's almost like, why did you move into this house in the first place or this apartment? Would you understand where he's coming from with that?
I mean, I moved here because I had to. As far as fitting in, well, I don't quite fit in anywhere really.
Okay, thank you. So I don't mean to be rude, but if you try and tell me sort of more, then my brain tries to make sense of it, okay? And I want to try and work with your grandfather here and get this information out. Okay, so thank you for confirming that you feel as though you haven't fitted in. But he's telling me a lot of this. He's taking me back to your childhood here, and he's talking about here that you even as a child, you played alone quite a lot, and you didn't have a lot of friends then as a child. Would that make sense?
Somewhat. I had friends, but I mean, I was pretty much on my own a lot of the times. Yeah.
Okay. And he's telling me here that your mom and your dad, I'm being made aware that if they weren't at work, that they weren't around a lot here, and you're sort of, in one respect or another, pretty much brought yourself up, or it's almost like you're brought up around other people, but not mum and dad. I can't quite get this connection here, but would you understand that?
I pretty much brought my own self up, yeah.
Right, okay, thank you. And he's telling me that, he said, you don't think this way, Sue, but he's telling me, he said, you should have an awful a lot of pride in yourself. He said, because he's not opening this up to me, but he's telling me the trials and tribulations that you have faced along your way here. And he's making me very aware of an incident around at the age of 15 here. He said it was almost like a defining moment in your life. Would you understand this?
I don't know what that was.
Okay.
I don't know what that was. 15? I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Right. He's making me aware here that either your dad was away a lot or your dad walked out when you were in your teens. Would this make sense?
No, he worked a lot, but he didn't walk out.
Okay, because I'm getting this sense of this sort of not being around, okay? Right, I'm going to work with what I've got here. Right, regarding work and your house moves, regarding work and your house moves, he's telling me that you have been dusting down your resume, haven't you, and sort of almost looking at work elsewhere and in a different field as well. Would you understand this?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
Okay. Well, what he's telling me here is that where you are at the moment, it's almost like when you go into work in the mornings, it's almost like there's nothing to fulfill you or to sustain you or to even sort of, get the grey matter working. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I'm a bit tired of it. Yeah.
Okay, and what he's telling me here is, because I've got to be quick and move to another caller, but what he's telling me here is that he said you need to start looking around, but he said this isn't going to happen by itself, and he said the where you're living at the moment, he's making me aware of there's quite a distance from where you live to where you need to go to work. Would that make sense?
Oh, it's about 30 minutes. It's not bad.
Okay then, right. It's funny because I'm thinking in UK distances here, so okay. That's not too bad, but he's telling me that work is coming up where you'll be able to either move closer to work, but I feel with by I want to say this time next year, you'll be looking back at where you are now and thinking to yourself, I can't believe that I was doing what I was doing when I was doing it in that house and sort of in that job. It's almost like you'd be looking back and sort of thinking to yourself, I've moved on so far from where I am now, okay? And all he wants to leave you is, he's telling me here that, he said, don't bother decorating or painting where you are now. He said, you're not staying there, okay?
Okay, that's good. Thank you.
Take care now. Bye-bye. Okay, we have got another line on the call. It's Area 615, and I've got a few minutes left to squeeze this one in. Area 615, who have we got there, please?
This is Brenda.
Brenda, how are you today? Okay?
I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Not bad, not bad. Now, I'm being told here, Brenda, right, at this moment in time, I'm going to bring somebody in right away. I'm just being told right at this moment in time that you are looking to sort of almost, if you're not moving house right now, either you have been having a clear out and you have been almost sorting through your life and deciding what it is you want to keep in your life and sort of what it is that you don't want to keep. And it's almost like you're lightening the load before you move on. Would this make sense?
Sort of, kind of.
Okay, we'll get to the bottom of that. Right. Okay, right. Very, very quickly, I've got a lady joining me here. And this lady, I hear the name Martha being called. Now, but I feel obviously like Margaret, Martha, along those lines there. But I also hear the name Alice being called, or Alison as well. Would you understand either of these two names?
No, I don't know either one of those names.
Okay, no problem. Now, as this lady draws close to me, she's telling me here that, she's making me aware that your mother's mother is in spirit. Would this make sense?
Yes.
Okay, and she's telling me that's who this is at the moment. But she's telling me that you didn't know her very well. Would this make sense as well?
Well, I didn't see her often.
Oh, okay, because that's what she's just saying. She said you didn't know her that well. Because she's making me aware here that when you were young, she's telling me that the family moved away from where she was, and it's almost like there was a break in the family that caused this to happen, and she didn't stay in your life or vice versa. Would that make sense?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And what very, very quickly, what she's telling me here is, although she never got a chance to say it, and although she's telling me she wasn't held in very high regard here, but she's telling me all she wants to say is that she knows she made mistakes, and she knows that she wanted to be, she should have been closer to you, and she knows it was her fault because she could have, as you were kids, she said she could have made contact more easily, and you were aware of this, and you were aware that she didn't when she could have kept in touch. Would this make sense to you?
Well, not really. We visited a couple times a year.
Okay, right. Okay. All I'm being made aware of, and I'm not just trying to make it fit, I'm just being made aware here that she could have done more. I know you visited, you told me that, but she's making me aware that she could have done more to keep the lines of communication. It's almost like when you saw her, there wasn't a great deal of contact in between. Would that make sense to you?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. Now, quickly moving on, because I've only got a few minutes. What she's making me aware of here, Brenda, is she's telling me that you have decided in a lot of respects to cut ties around you. There are people in your life that you've tried to work with and work through issues and problems, and this is very close in your immediate family, and it's almost like you feel as though you've done enough and you can't do any more to make the situation work, the situation around you. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. And she's telling me here that reluctantly you want to cut a number of ties with family members. Would this make sense as well?
In certain ways, yes.
Oh, okay. Now, she's not revealing too much here to me, but she's talking here, she was stood with you recently, and she's talking about a recent telephone conversation that took place, and I feel that this is either with a son or somebody who is like a son to you, that this is where all of the situation started. Would this make sense?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. And all she's telling me is you need to back down a little bit and take a step back, because what she's making me aware of here is where you need to stay, take a step back. That will allow you to loosen the reins slightly, because I know that she's making me aware that you would like to have the control that you used to have a few years ago, but that seems to be disappearing, and it's almost like a fear with you as well. And she's telling me here that a fear of you not having a role that you used to have in the family and in life as well. Would you understand this?
Yes, in certain respects, yes.
Okay, then. Now, very, very quickly, I've got literally about a minute and a half left now. She's telling me that she wants you to take a step back and look at the bigger picture and how you can play a more involved role, but on a bigger picture here. And she's making me aware in the wider community here. And she's telling me that you've been either offered an opportunity or a chance to get involved in the wider community on a social footing. Would that make sense to you?
No, not really.
Okay, well, all I'll say is, will you watch out for that for me? Because she's making me aware here that you've got skills that you could offer in a wider role here. Now, literally, I've got a minute left now, but is there something you would like to ask me, or is there something particular you would like me to look at?
Well, I was just wondering about my career, about finding a new job.
Okay, right, very, very quickly, I'll ask her. Right. When people show me places where they make cookies, it's almost like it's a production line here. And what she's telling me is that there's not a lot of difference in your daily work here. It's almost like a daily grind. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And she's telling me you are looking around, but where you are at the moment, I'm being made aware of almost like an industrial area here that she's showing me. But it's you finding the right job that fits in with home and with your skills as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, literally 20 seconds now, she's just telling me that you need to look again at the bigger picture here. She's telling me there are areas and work that you would not even consider, but she's telling me it's almost like, and this is where I said about the role in the community as well, she's making me aware that you are a people person and you need to work with other people, because I feel if your job isn't solitary at the moment, that you are not interacting with enough people and having that social life that you need, and that's what she wants to bring into your life right now, and that's where she wants to push you work-wise. Okay, so look at the bigger picture for me, Brenda, and she's telling me look at work areas where you can get involved more socially, and that will make you feel whole as a person again. Okay.
All right, then. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, guys, thank you. I mean, wow, where's it gone again? Another hour shot by. And, literally, where are we again? It's literally coming up. I've got about 20 seconds to say goodnight. I would like to thank everybody who called in. If you would like to listen to your reading again, it's on www.mikespirit.fm. That's where you can listen to your readings. My name is Andrew D. Find me on Facebook. Look me up, Google me, Andrew D. Medium, and I will say goodnight to you. www.drewd.com, that's me, and thank you all. Good night.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with Spirit Medium and Psychic Andrew D. MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on MikeSpirit.fm. Or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.